Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures. It must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Oh, it's been a busy day in the trial of Karen Reed, probably the biggest bombshell day that we have had. Even yesterday was pretty big, but today a lot of the findings of Judson Welcher came out. The judge very early on in the day saying, yeah, you know what? You can testify to what you were talking about. The caveat in it is you can't say it was Karen's Lexus, but you can say it was a car exactly like Karen's Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So unless the defense is going to come up with something of another Lexus of the exact same make and model came in and replaced this her Lexus. Yeah. Which didn't happen. It's got a little dicey. We're going to watch some of the beginning of the day with Judson Welcher. And then we're going to watch some of the cross-examination with Alessi a little bit later on. And that's where it gets dicey. But early on in the day, I think it was like grand slams. I know some will disagree and go, well, I don't know. This is the most detailed I've seen any witness in a case in a very long time and coming across as insanely credible. If you don't think he's credible, at this point, it's like, you're not what, then your biases are showing. I think anybody would find this person credible of a reasonable mindset at this moment in time. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think he's credible. It's interesting when you're watching this coverage, if you're watching any of the comments section, they're cutting him down. And so I wonder
they're cutting him down, but with nothing.
I know. And I'm watch. It's funny because I was watching the comment section and the trial and I'm like, okay, I get what you're saying, but he has facts. And just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're not true.
Yeah, I've watched some of it. It's like a playground with children.
It is. Yep.
Go after, I mean, it's really amusing when the FKR people like go online and comment on things or try and attack me for saying what I'm saying, my opinion on the case, because they don't come with anything of fact. It's a lot of, you're fat. It's a lot of, hey, Baldy. I mean, it's like third grade. I mean, it's so laughable. And I don't know if they think they're like making some sort of a, I don't know what the hell they think they're doing, but if you're going to come at somebody, the best you got is like, you're bald. Even my sixth grader has grown out of that one being something that anyone really cares about. And it's funny too, because people think like that would be like something I'd be insulted by. Like, I'm good. I'm very happy. Like, this is better than hair for me. So, it shows the immaturity of his, the flying monkeys and the main flying monkey. Cause all that idiot does is just swear at people and call them names like they're on a third grade playground. And if you're sitting there consuming that, thinking, oh, this is mature, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you got some problems. Like, you can think she's innocent, that's fine. But if you're like consuming that and going, this is what I'd like to consume today, some idiot just swearing at people. Okay.
Yeah.
Confirming your own reality that you don't want to see maybe something than you originally thought it was. It's funny. Let's watch again some of the beginning of the day. This is the moment that I think the courtroom may have shifted. Let's take a look.
In addition to the text stream data you consider, considering both those areas of information, do you have an opinion to a reasonable degree of engineering certainty in whether the damage to the defendant's Lexus is consistent with a collision with Mr. John O'Keefe on January 29th, 2022, at around 12:32 a.m.?
So there's been two potential theories that I've seen on that issue. One is a glass was thrown at the rear of the vehicle and shattered it. The second one was an impact to the arm. If the impact is basically more than approximately 8 miles an hour, it will likely break the taillight lens.
Do you have an opinion whether, based on the data and based on the physical damage and your testing, whether that is consistent with a collision or a impact with Mr. John O'Keefe?
It is consistent with a collision as long as it's greater than approximately 8 miles an hour.
Do you have an opinion whether it's consistent with an impact or collision with Mr. John O'Keefe on January 29, 2022 at around 12:32 a.m.?
With that caveat, yes.
In your testing, did you consider, or do you have an opinion to a reasonable degree of engineering certainty, whether John O'Keefe's injuries on his arm, inevitably in the back of his head, are consistent with being struck by a Lexus identical to the defendant's Lexus on January 29th, 2022?
Yes.
What's your opinion?
That it is. It is consistent with being struck by a Lexus and ultimately contacting a hard surface such as frozen ground.
And does that specifically pertain to January 29th, 2022, around 12:30 a.m.?
Objection, Your Honor. I'm going to allow that.
Yes, it does.
There you go.
Yep.
That was the drop the mic moment. He then went on to compare it to another crash scene that he had done the work on as well, where another individual had been struck at a very similar rate of speed, had actually worse physical injuries than John, but no broken bones either. Again, everybody wants to throw their conjecture into this thing and say, well, how could the taillight break? And people were saying that when they knew that she was going at him at 24 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How could that break? Well, he told us today it could be done going 8 miles an hour. That's enough momentum to strike and break the taillight.
Yeah.
So picture at 8 miles an hour, that might be, you know, a lighter crack or bigger pieces. The taillight's frozen. It's outside in the winter, and it comes at you at three times that speed almost. At about 24 miles an hour, that's how it shattered. That's how it broke. And maybe the glass was even part of the whole equation, because if you look at how he demonstrated it yesterday with the Lexus itself and a body being next to it, it would make somewhat logical sense that that glass could have very easily flung back as he got sideswiped and hit that thing. That's not an impossible theory. But it doesn't need it even. It just, the arm could have done it itself. Everybody likes to think that they're an accident reconstructionist or an expert at what happens to the human body when being struck at different angles and speeds. At least some people like to think they are. I'm going to go with the expert. I'm going to go with the guy that did some study and homework on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And he did do the homework, and it seems like he knows what he's talking about. They get a little contentious coming up, especially toward the end of the day. And I'm not sure, are they just frustrated? Are they tired? Are the questions not landing right? But there's some attitude here, and I'm okay with it. I'm here for it.
I'm finding it amusing because a lot of what Alessi is asking doesn't even make sense. And he's trying to wing it, I think, to a certain extent on things he doesn't have knowledge on, and then presenting it in some sort of a bizarre question form to a man who this is his life. And he's like, what about this? And he's entertaining him very well, allowing him to, you know, ask his questions. And he's been so far answering them in very great detail. I've thought that has been quite telling. Let's actually go over to some of that. There's a whole other portion in the morning. If you want to see it, it's up on our YouTube page, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. There's actually two other segments from the morning that are up there that are basically straight to the point, him talking about how John O'Keefe was sideswiped and how that would have launched him where he went and why. Mm-hmm. And it just explained everything in scientific forensic goodness.
Well, and physics, you may not like the answer, but physics isn't wrong.
Yes.
And if physics was a challenge for you in school, I get it. It challenged the living shit out of me. There were times where I laid my head down on my desk and cried. Mm-hmm. But physics doesn't lie. Gravity and force and mass. There's equations that have been around for eons. Mm-hmm. This is just how it works.
And what
you
happens?
Know, a human body versus a car. Guess who wins?
And there's basic math involved too.
Yeah.
With clocks and time, and they all match up as well.
Well, they try to refute that again.
Look, even if I believe they're on. Even if they're off by a few seconds, it doesn't change anything.
No,
it's literally within seconds. That would be a reasonable assumption that his vehicle or his phone stopped working precisely at the time or within literal seconds of the time of the strike and her backing up.
Furiously backing up.
She hit him. There's just no other way around that fact. Now, then it goes to, well, what's, you know, and even Karen was upset on the steps yesterday. Well, what are they trying to say I did? Well, clearly, Karen, if you're following along with your own trial, they're trying to say you did it on purpose. But they put the other charge in there, too, just in case people give you some pity, even after you've been a horrible human being this whole time, judging by your style of living and drunk driving and everything that you've expressed yourself as being. If they give you some grace, I think manslaughter is probably going to land at this point.
Feels but like it.
Who knows? I mean, I, in my opinion, beyond a reasonable doubt is there that she hit him.
And they're going to try. The defense is going to try to bring up the Michael Proctor issue, that this was a corrupt police department, et cetera, et cetera. But as we were talking about even yesterday, the facts are there.
Doesn't change
They don't
it.
Lie.
I said earlier, everyone could be in some sort of cult that wears Karen Reed masks at night and they sacrifice emus in the moonlight. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that the data shows you hit him.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters.
I know you laughed at me tremendously when I said your car is going to narc you out, you know, but it really does. Your car knows exactly what you're up to.
It's like the
black box.
I didn't laugh at you for that. I know it can narc you out.
Well, you laughed at me because I said you could have, you know, 20 years ago, I could have gotten away with it. But now I have a car that has a black box.
I agree.
So I have to be more careful.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. 20 years ago. I mean, hell, even like 10, 15 years ago, I think you wouldn't have been able to do this. I think in a lot of cars, you still wouldn't be able to do this. Not a lot of them have the sensors that this Lexus has. So that's part of it, too. Let's take a look.
If you've got a backup camera, if you've got one of those cameras that as you're going into your garage, it goes beep, 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 beep. You're too close to something. It knows you're close to something. It's going to clock. It's going to log if you hit it.
Yeah.
If you hit, I hit a bike almost every day in my garage. I bet that's logging it like the bitch can't drive.
Potential collision. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
It knows.
Well, they even have, there's insurance companies now too. The apps are one thing that measures it, but some of them have things that actually plug into your car.
Yes.
That plug into like the sensor. And then that tells it even more data about your driving than just what the phone is picking up.
I have a friend who works for an insurance company. I'm not going to say which one. It's a national one. The shit she has told me that they can find out if there's been an accident and they assess your car, they're plugging into it to find out what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And if your phone connects to your car, they will find out that you were texting at the moment you had that impact. You're fucked. They're going to know everything. And the fact that she told me some of this, I was just like, oh, hell.
Can they deny the claim, though? I mean, that's
car.
The purpose of
everything.
Insurance. I mean, can they deny a claim for that? Because that's why you have insurance, for accidents.
But if you're lying, they can find out the truth
and then assess
accordingly.
I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will they deny it? I don't know. That's a whole different process. Yeah. But she said that she was dealing with somebody who was saying, oh, the guy just hit me out of nowhere. Well, then when they plugged in and saw everything, oh no, they were texting. They were texting and started to veer into the person that they claim hit them.
No. You see, I don't like that amount of, it's probably just going to be the norm, but it's like, that's a lot of data to have out there where it didn't use, I don't know, a lot of things didn't used to be too.
But I'm telling you, watch yourself when you get in your car and you think, you know, your spouse just texted you and I can just glance at it. Don't.
Yeah.
And not just because you shouldn't, but if something happens and you're like, oh, I didn't do that. Bullshit.
Yeah.
They're going to know the minute that phone unlocks and connects to the car, and the car's going to tell on you and the phone's going to tell on you. It's you versus technology.
Well, hopefully it can just drive us soon and then we can blame the cars themselves.
Wow. And then if you put AI in there, what if it covers up its tracks if it makes a mistake and makes you look like you did something and you really didn't? That's the next trial we're going to be watching. The car veered off and killed somebody. I didn't do this. And they really didn't do it, but the car is now covering it up and going, they did it.
And the car is literally testifying.
Yes.
Like in words.
Yeah.
Let's,
yeah, we might be getting to that point with AI.
It's next year. Let's take a look at some of the contentious cross this afternoon with Judson Welcher and Alessi. He's, I believe, doing some calculations on his device. as the camera pans over to him if you're watching us on YouTube. And if you're not, check us out on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. And I think we're going
to
begin.
And sometimes I iron my shirts, so make it worthwhile. Go to check us out.
Yes.
Yeah. Why am I ironing things?
Because people are watching.
Good. Exactly.
But I stopped ironing several years ago.
Well, I tried.
I just wear black all the time, so you can't tell. That's all I do. Just blend right in.
I'm trying to add a pop of color once in a while, but today it's just, nah. It's raining. I'm over it. So he's mathing right now. This guy, he was, Judson was in trouble with the judge because he keeps trying to open his laptop. I think he's addicted to screens. Mm-hmm. He cannot do this without his laptop. And well, she finally pulled a sidebar on him.
It's absurd that they can't, like, we want you to give us this technical data right now. It's not memory class at the Lutheran school.
What do you get?
If you want the real facts, get the real facts.
The force in the F equals M times A calculation.
About 2,188 pounds, I made a triangular crash pulse assumption.
Right, and if you took the milliseconds in half, become less conservative, would you end up doubling the 2,188 number?
If you cut it in half, you would double, yes.
Exactly, through a simple mathematical semi-algebraic application of the numbers, correct? You divide.
Correct. We're doing a little simplification in terms of the crash pulse shape, but generally, yes.
Right. So, but let's take the conservative number, the lower number, 2188, that you came up with. Do you know from the literature, as you did with the head, you went to the literature and said, this is how much pounds of force the F you would get to have to cause a break at the occipital bone. Do you know from the literature how much force it would take to break an arm bone?
I have an idea, yes.
What is your idea?
So for a distributed load such as this, not a concentrated load, you're going to need somewhere between, I've seen, and this is for cadaver tests, a low of like 2,500, maybe a little lower, to a high of 7,000.
Sir, you have switched, haven't you? We're talking about center mass impact. Did you in your calculation just switch to a side swipe impact to do your calculation?
No.
I'm asking about a center of mass impact. How much force would you need? Let's start with the hand. Maybe it's a simpler one. Do you know how much force it takes to break, excuse me, any of the hand bones, the felt, you know what I'm referring to, the phalangeals?
Yes.
The metacarpals and the carpals?
Correct.
How much pounds of force do you need to break any one of those bones?
Actually, I didn't find any distributed loading on the amount of force, I don't know.
Well, no, I understand. But I'm asking, do you know from the literature, not a calculator? Doesn't the literature tell you? Can't you go to the literature like you did with the head and you say, okay, to break the occipital bone, the literature says you need a minimum amount of force of this. I'm asking you the same question for the hand. If you don't know, it's okay. But do you know what the literature says for how much force is needed to break a bone in the hand?
So for a distributed load across the hand, there are distributed load tests that show you need over 300 G's on the arm to do that. So it would depend on the mass of the hand.
What is the range of force that you would need to break a bone in the hand? Do you know from the literature? If you don't, that's okay.
I could probably figure it out.
How long would it take you to figure it out? Do you know from the literature what that number is?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Is 300 to 400 pounds of force sound right from the literature that it would take to break a bone in the hand?
For a distributed load,
yes.
Such as the taillight? No.
No, not a distributed load. A load from a motor vehicle going backwards.
Right, that's a distributed load.
Right. So you're saying 300 to 400 pounds of force would not be enough to break any bone in the hand. Is that your answer?
So for a flat distributed load, like hitting a taillight, you're going to need higher.
How about another part of the back of the vehicle?
I guess if you hit on the very corner and it wasn't a distributed impact, like if you had a more concentrated impact,
yes,
that could increase or decrease the amount of force required.
How much would it decrease it from the number you gave?
Depends on what you're hitting, what it's made out of.
The Lexus area. SUV. Let's assume... I'm sorry.
Mr. Lesk, can you repeat the question, please?
Absolutely. Thank you. Let's assume we're talking about this Lexus SUV,
mm-hmm.
right? Let me back up. You don't know where exactly, under your theory, that there was a contact. You don't know, you testify to on the record, you don't know exactly where that point of contact is.
Correct.
You don't know.
Except it's on the taillight.
Well, you're saying it's on the taillight, but you didn't observe any impact yourself personally, right?
Did I see Ms. Reed's Lexus?
You didn't see the impact, correct?
That is correct.
So, and there is no firsthand witness that saw under your collision occurred. There's no witness to say where the arm was, correct?
There's no person that saw it.
Right. And you had
no sober person.
A point of contact.
That's why he's an accident reconstructionist.
Okay. You chose that
right.
for your analysis, correct?
Correct.
And you picked that location, but it's also possible that under your theory that a collision occurred, that that arm could have been impacted any part of the back of the vehicle. That's possible, isn't it?
That's not probable, no.
I'm asking is possible.
Anything is possible. I don't deal in possibilities. I deal in probabilities. It's not probable.
So, but you don't know exactly where the point is.
I know, right?
So within the range of the light in the exact angle of the hand? No, I don't. What I do know is it's a rear taillight area.
So your assumption is that it had, that because there's a taillight that is altered, it must have been by Mr. O'Keefe's arm. That's your conclusion, correct?
My conclusion is there are taillight fragments, a broken glass, lacerations to his arm, and his DNA on the back of the vehicle in the area of the taillight.
You should stop asking questions.
Yeah.
Sir.
Because he's just getting him to repeat the same stuff to the jury over and over.
Mm-hmm. He's really drilling it home.
I'm not going to strike it.
Okay. So you're making assumptions.
Karen looks deer in the headlights.
A little bit.
And you're coming to a conclusion. But that is based upon circumstantial information, correct? Is that fair?
Are you calling like pieces of the taillight at the scene around his body circumstantial information?
Let me go to the force and go back to the force analysis. Let's go back to the numbers. I want to stay on if
let's
we can
back out
just the calculation.
As quickly, because you're looking like a
so
dipshit.
Let's go back to the minimum amount of force. Yeah.
It's
you
not good at,
understand
at this
from
moment.
The literature that it takes to break any bone in the arm from the finger up. Let's start with a hand. What's the minimum amount of force that can be applied to break a bone in the hand?
So it depends on the loading. So I don't actually know. In terms of the forearm, I can tell you there's data that shows up to 300 Gs of loading, you will not get fractures. There's one up to 750 Gs showing no fractures for a male of similar height and weight, Mr. O'Keefe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's take those numbers,
okay?
You said 300 and 750. Did I hear it correctly?
Unless he just comes across as such a condescending dick.
The numbers you
a little
gave
bit,
would
yeah.
break a bone, correct?
Like, so the
Karen's already not likable.
Didn't break any bones, I believe. The 750, the one example, didn't break a bone, but as you got above 350, you started to break bones.
So you got above 350?
300.
Above 300, yeah, because that's what I thought you said the first time. You got above 300, you start to get breaking bones, correct?
Correct.
And so if you take that 300 number and compare it to the 2,188 pounds of force, you have seven times the amount of force necessary to break the bone, correct, in the force analysis?
No. If you take 300 G's times a 12-pound arm,
math
you get 3,600 pounds. The calculation you asked me to run earlier gave you 2,188 pounds.
He has no clue
so
what he's asking.
Are
no.
1,412 pounds above the force required. Like the tolerance is 1,412 pounds above the force you would say get in a 20-mile-an-hour impact in terms of the fracture forces.
Let's do it this way.
I'm sorry?
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
The force that you calculated from my hypothetical of this Lexus SUV going
Jesus
backwards,
Christ.
You came up with the F number of 2,188, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't. What was the first? You said
2,188.
You said dyslexic? Do you say Lexus? I didn't understand what you said.
The Lexus SUV that you've been talking about.
Gotcha.
Okay?
I didn't hear
it. You came up with a number for F for force of 2,188. Are you changing that number?
Nope.
Okay,
not.
So let's go with your number of force from this vehicle of 2,188. I'm just simply asking, how much force does it take to break a bone in the right arm of a human being? How much force, not acceleration, how much force does it take to break a bone in the right arm?
Sure. So
generic
somewhere
question.
Between 2,500, the one cadaver tested the distributed load of someone of similar size and weight and actually close in age to Mr. O'Keefe showed 7,000 pounds of force to break it.
Let's go to the hand. Do you or disagree that the literature shows it only takes 300 to 400 pounds of force to break a bone in the hand? Do you disagree with that?
Your question's too general. I can't answer your question. It depends on the loading. If I take my pencil, which has a very fine point, and jam it through my hand, I can jam it right through my hand because it's a very small point. But if I distribute the load and a broader load, such as hitting a taillight, it takes much more force because the load's distributed across it. It's like if I sit on the corner of my bed. I might sink in this far when I sit on the corner of my bed, but what happens when I spread my load out, when I lay on my bed like this? I don't sink in as far. Has my weight changed? And weight is basically force. No, but I've distributed it over a larger area, so for a given force, you get less sinking into the mattress. So if you hit a broad surface like a taillight, or a wall like this, it takes much more force than if I were to take a singular small round object and jam it into the hand. That hurts. This does not.
Okay, if you can hear my question, if it's unclear, you tell me. For not a pen, not your bed, but for a Lexus SUV of 6,000 pounds, is there any part of the back of the Lexus in any manner where you can get a break to the hand from 300 to 400 pounds of force?
Of course.
Any part in the back of the Lexus?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay. So probably, your words, you can get a break to the hand from just between 300 to 400 pounds of force. That's what you just said, correct?
So you're taking the totality of the back of it? Like if you got it stuck in the bumper? Potentially, yeah. But from a taillight or a broad flat surface? No.
I'm not asking about a taillight. Any part of the back of an SUV, you agree that it is probable that you can get a break of the hand bones from just 300 to 400 pounds of force?
Your question is incomplete, right? You said any part of the back, but then you wanted me to not include taillights or not include the rear body panel. If you hit a very narrow part of the car, like say the edge of the tailpipe, that creates much more of a narrow contact. So force divided by area is pressure. So if you have a very tiny area, you have very high contact pressures. And so, but if you distribute the load over a larger area, the number on the bottom of that fraction is much bigger, so your contact pressure drops. So hitting the edge of the exhaust pipe is going to have a much higher likelihood of causing a fracture than hitting flat against the taillight.
Okay, what we're going to do to make this more efficient, excuse me, sorry.
You're just going to shut
can
up.
Can you pull up a slide from Mr. Wolf's or Dr. Welcher's presentation for the back of the Lexus, please? The back hatch, and Your Honor, may we publish that?
Sure. Do you know what number, though, Mr. Lexus?
Mr. Wolf does, and I know you need
us.
It, so he'll tell me before I publish, and then we'll give you the number.
Your Honor, may I look here?
Yes, I'm going to let Dr. Welcher look at his slide.
Oh, sure.
Here, yeah. Instead of just up there.
The back hatch, yes. You have one of
Alessi should have spent more time watching Bill Nye and less Matlock.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, maybe.
The one measuring the height. Maybe. There we go. Thank you. Okay, this is your slide presentation. Is there any part of the back of the Lexus SUV that has that more concentrated area where if the hand hit it, 300 to 400 pounds of force to break it. Is there any part, for example,
here, Beverly, just sigh.
The edge of the license plates, above the license plates, the L symbol that sticks out that would be concentrated. Anything you see there, could 300 to 400 pounds of force contacting at any of those points cause a fracture of any of the bones of the hand?
So, I don't know how to show this because the laser. In the middle photograph, right where the 2 is on the license plate,
yes,
there's a vertical edge. That area is recessed in. So if you hit right on that vertical edge, that could potentially do it.
That could do it. How about the L of the for the Lexus symbol if the hand is there?
No, it's not deep enough. The compliance of the hand is just going to sink into the car.
Is there any other part other than the license plate that the force applied, you would only need 300 to 400 pounds of force to break the hand?
Maybe the exhaust pipe, and potentially if you hand your hand up near the spoiler.
Right. So now let's go from 300 to 400. Let's go to the 2188, which is your number. Use 2188. Is there any place where in 2188 force, you could have a fracture of the hand on that back gate?
Just to be clear, 2188 is a number I calculated for you. It's not, quote, my number.
I understand, but we did. The calculation. Is there anywhere on the back of the vehicle where 2188 could cause a fracture of the hand?
So that was a forearm fracture tolerance I thought we were talking about. Because we used the weight of the whole arm for that.
We did. And my question is there anywhere in the back of the vehicle, in your opinion, that could cause a fracture with that?
I'm sorry, what, to the hand? Just a hand or the whole arm?
I'll take any part of the right arm. You call it the hand, the forearm. Is there any part that could cause a fracture?
So probably similarly, if you got your forearm down near that transition, I don't know if you can see the little dot. I'm talking about this area.
Yes, yes.
Right here.
Yep.
So that transition between the two body panels.
Yes.
That could potentially do it. That's back where the reverse lights are. I'd have to look at whether, you know, that would take it before breaking the plastic. And then, again, maybe if you hit the exhaust pipe as well. It's a much more narrow loading condition.
How about the corner of the tail lamp?
The corner of the tail lamp? I suppose if you had just your hand on the very, very corner, potentially.
But you didn't do any of that force analysis for this case, did you?
For the hand, no.
But you did it for the head, correct?
Correct. Because that I'm able to quantify.
Mr. Alessi, that was slide 108. I just want to
I'm
keep
sorry, Your Honor. Yes, Mr. Wolk. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That was his gotcha?
Yeah.
You didn't look at something that there was no evidence to look at?
Yeah.
You are aware, Dr. Welcher, that Mr. O'Keefe suffered no fractures of any kind in his hand, correct?
So there were no fractures noted in the autopsy report, but they didn't actually x-ray from the records I've seen either his hand or his arm. So there was, at least according to the autopsy report, no overt fractures, but the x-rays I saw, none of them were the arm, and the autopsy report said no sternum, spine, I think it said torso. They didn't say that there were no fractures there.
Was there any evidence in the medical records that you reviewed of any indication whatsoever of a fracture in Mr. O'Keefe's hand?
No.
Was there any indication whatsoever in any of the medical records you reviewed that there was a fracture of any bone in the right arm of Mr. O'Keefe?
Not that I saw. Again, it wasn't x-rayed.
Was there any indication in the medical records in the autopsy that you say you reviewed of any fracture of any bone anywhere in the body of Mr. O'Keefe?
Yes.
Other than the occipital bone or the skull?
There's a couple bones in the skull that are fractured, but other than the skull, no.
Correct. So, are you aware that the medical examiner for the state of Massachusetts, Dr. Shorty Bello, performed an autopsy on Mr. O'Keefe? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
You're aware of it because you read the autopsy report, correct?
Correct.
Are you implying, it's a question, that Dr. Shorty Bello missed a fracture or didn't look properly for a fracture on Mr. O'Keefe?
No. I'm simply indicating that, for example, a hairline fracture, I didn't see any evidence that they actually x-rayed the structure, so there would be no overt evidence of that.
There were wounds on the right arm of Mr. O'Keefe, correct?
Correct.
And you are saying that the medical examiner should have x-rayed that to determine whether there was a hairline fracture? Is that your testimony?
No, you're asking me about evidence and proof of absence of fracture. So I would look for an x-ray to see if that was the case. I haven't seen any evidence of an x-ray of the arms.
So it's your position that on every autopsy, there should be an x-ray of every bone in the body and that the clinical judgment of the medical examiner should not be accepted and there should be an x-ray of every bone before a conclusion can be drawn
wow.
that there's no fracture to a bone
yeah, right?
in the body of a deceased. Is that your testimony?
Absolutely not. Like, I'm an engineer. You're asking me about proof. And so proof is somebody looked at it, somebody took an x-ray, somebody palpated and found a comminuted fracture. So we're talking about proof.
Sir, I didn't use proof in my question.
It's getting ugly.
Ask me about the opinion of a medical examiner. I'm not a medical
examiner. Only one person at a time. Mr. Alessi, let him finish, and then you can ask the question.
Your Honor, I hadn't finished my question.
Okay, then finish your question, Dr. Welcher. Wait for the question. Then let Dr. Welcher respond. It's a nightmare for medical
I understand. And I think I've been doing that, but I'll redouble my efforts. Dr. Welcher, I didn't use proof in my question. I'm going to repeat the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any indication in any medical record, autopsy report, of the deceased of any fracture of any bone in the body?
That was not your original question, but to answer your question, no. Except for the skull.
Except for the skull.
Correct.
They're not getting along very well, are they?
No, because Alessi's...
Do you understand whether...
Just coming across as a real slimy dude.
...of any fractures other than the skull of Mr. O'Keefe was of significance to the medical examiner, Dr. Scordy Bello, in the conclusion she reached in the autopsy report that you read?
Gotcha.
System.
Did you read the conclusions of Dr. Scordy Bello in the autopsy?
I believe so.
Are you aware of whether Dr. Scordy Bello has analyzed whether the injuries to Mr. O'Keefe are inconsistent or consistent with a motor vehicle impact? Are you aware of any analysis to that effect?
Objection. So I'm going to see you on this one.
To the principal's office.
So there you go. That's a bit of the contentious fun. If you want to listen to the whole thing, we'll have it up for you on the podcast channels. We'll get the video up as soon as we can.
Did it make you uncomfortable? It made me uncomfortable. Like when mom and dad are arguing and you've got a friend over and you're like, can we just not do this?
It reminded me of when one person is insanely unreasonable and the person just keeps asking the same question 45 different ways, thinking that the answer is somehow going to change. And the answer is a factual answer. It's not an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's just not do this. Do we have to? Do we have to talk about this right now?
I know he's trying to get at, well, his hand wasn't broken. Well,
it didn't have to be broken.
It didn't have to be. He's already proven that. So in case you missed that, Mr. Alessi, but at the same point, what are you going for here? They didn't have the x-ray. They didn't do x-rays. He's not there to criticize anyone or say that they should have done this. He's just saying, based on the data, I don't have an answer to that because they didn't show an x-ray. So I cannot tell you if there were any other fractures there. Why they didn't do it? He doesn't know. It wasn't his job. He's just there to interpret the data.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works. He is not the medical examiner. He takes everybody's information, the people who arrive on scene, the people who do the measuring of the scene, all of that, the medical examiner, and then he puts it together. They were trying to nail him earlier that, well, did you come up with a hypothesis before you started all of this? Well, yeah, but you know what? As you get more data, you start to
parse
it out and go, that doesn't really fit.
You don't start with a conclusion. No, you never start with a conclusion because that's why you have an idea. I think Alessi knows these facts. I just think he's hoping the jury's stupid.
Yeah.
At this point, and just trying to confuse them in every way, shape, or form. But he's getting shut down by a very professional dude that really is just making him look like a fool.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. It's not. I don't feel like this is coming across to the jury in any positive way. Another example is to be on a very simple level here. It would be like on this show, if I have Siobhan on, our psychotherapist, and I'm only asking her legal questions for a defense attorney, and I keep asking it this like 40 different ways, and she's like, that's not my expert. I couldn't really answer that because I don't have the data for that. Are you saying you did not go to law school?
No, she didn't.
Well, that's not what I'm doing. I'm a psychotherapist. Are you saying that you should have been a law student? No, I'm just saying I wouldn't know the answer to that because I didn't. That's not my plight in life.
All right.
It's weird. Very childish. We'll see how that plays to the jury. That's the best they got today, kids. I wonder why Alan Jackson is not out there leading this charge. Because
it feels like something he should be leading.
Yeah, this is feeling like me and Robin were talking about this earlier today. It's like you got like your first string, like superstar quarterback, and you're putting out like the second and third options, and it's like the Super Bowl. Like, what are you doing? Why are you not out here, you know, defending this? Because clearly, Alessi has been failing every day.
Yeah.
I mean, every day he's been out there, it's been a train wreck. I don't know if he's waiting, storing up his energy for their case in chief or what, but God, what are you doing? My theory, and I have no idea, but this is just my guess, he wants to be on camera as little as possible because when this shit show ends, I think he already sees the writing on the wall and he'd rather not be in all of the clips of a very failed defense considering he's a very successful attorney. And the less press he gets that's focused on him and the more words that are directed towards Alessi as being incompetent, that's less that he's going to have to deal with.
Do you think they've done a rock, paper, scissors as to who goes?
I have no idea. I would guess they would base it on who they think will be the strongest to argue the case. And if this is the best...
If that's the case, that's not who they chose.
They're not doing a good job. They got to go to like bubblegum in a dish or something like that.
I've never played that.
How many pieces do you wish? 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you are out of this game. It's like there's 48 versions of it. We had bubblegum.
Oh, I grew up in a racist family, so never mind.
I don't want to know.
No, you don't.
I don't want to know.
Some listeners are going to go, oh, God, I know what she just talked about.
Yeah,
I had two racist brothers and a racist father. We played a different game.
I don't want to know what that game
is. No, I'm not sharing it because I haven't played that since I was a kid. But all of a sudden it sparked. Oh, I know that. I know that cadence.
By the way, Stacey's not in contact with a lot of her family.
No. I am in no contact with those people in my family for that specific reason.
Yeah.
Horrible people.
There you go. All right. So. Well, that's the latest. That's the best they got.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for 8, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along, and with seating for 8, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today.
Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.